Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
A big bounce back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. There have been fistfuls of emotion on Wall Street lately. Beginning last Wednesday, four sessions controlled by fear, and the stock market was punished severely. That ended yesterday. Greed was given a green light. The Dow rallied 319 points to 13,307. We had the S&P and the NASDAQ up 3% each. A lot of positives to consider. Falling oil prices, good earnings from Walmart, and signs the worst may be over for bad investments in mortgages. The buying mood spilled into Asia overnight. In Japan, the Nikkei was up 2.5%. The market in Hong Kong jumped nearly 5%. In Europe at this hour, the major markets are each up 1%. Europe's largest bank is writing off billions more to cover bad loans made in the U.S. Even so, HSBC is making money, as Stephen Beard reports from London.
HSBC's overall profits are up in the third quarter thanks to its Asian and Latin American operations. But business is still bad in the U.S. The bank has had to write off another $3.4 billion for U.S. mortgages and personal loans that have gone sour. HSBC is one of the largest subprime lenders in the U.S. Maggie Ury, consumer finance reporter for the Financial Times, says these American results are worse than expected and slightly ominous.
The mortgage market is getting worse and is likely to be weak for longer than they'd previously expected. And that could affect the whole U.S. economy and even tip it into recession.
HSBC was the first major bank to report problems in the U.S. mortgage market a year ago. Its shares, however, rose this morning on the view its buoyant emerging market business will outweigh its difficulties in America. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A new report today from the World Bank shows the economies of Africa are doing much better than they have in the past. Alisa Roth reports on why and what it means for the future.
The continent's growth has been averaging more than 5%, the new study says, which puts it in a league with much of the rest of the world. George Arbache is an economist in the World Bank's African division.
Part of this story is related to commodity price. Part of the story is related to better policies, and part of the story is related with less conflicts now than in the past.
Not every country's done well. Countries like Zimbabwe and Eritrea have not. And some say it's too early to tell whether Africa's really on its economic feet yet. George Ayite is an economist at American University.
The question everybody is asking is whether that kind of, you know, prosperity will trickle down to the poor. And that's where the skepticism comes in.
And Ayite says it's important to consider China, since so much of Africa's success is due to what he calls China's colonial interests there. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, supporting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation's mission to cure diabetes and its complications. More at jdrf.org. By BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com.
Attention shoppers, welcome to the grand opening.
We're on to Consumed, our special look at the consumer economy, airing all week on many shows from American Public Media. Americans are known for their love of shopping.
If they make it, I'm buying it.
I work about 5 minutes from the mall, so I come here every day, pretty much.
I love it. The vibe, you know, the charisma, stuff like that.
It's not illegal, so it's good.
That buying is the life of our economic party. Question is it sustainable? Krista Tippett hosts America Public Media's Speaking of Faith program. All year, she's been looking at the spiritual side of the issue.
Our emerging national conversation about sustainability has a decidedly eat-your-spinach tone. We're steeling ourselves to enter the realm of sacrifice and penance. But as I've explored ethics and meaning in American life these past few years, I've been struck by the heightened sense of delight and beauty in lives and communities pursuing a new alignment with the natural world. Innovation and sustainability often begins, I've found, with people defining what they cherish as much as diagnosing what is wrong. I think of Majora Carter. The cutting-edge project she founded, Sustainable South Bronx, began when she and the people of that borough began to reclaim their riverfront for refreshment and play. I think also of the author Barbara Kingsolver, who found in a year of sustainable eating that when it comes to food, the ethical choice is also the pleasurable choice. And she says that as we face the grand ecological crises of our time, one of our most important renewable resources is hope. We simply have to put it on with our shoes every morning. Recently, we visited the rural studio at Auburn University in Alabama. There, architectural students build elegant homes and public spaces in poor communities. Long before sustainability was fashionable, the rural studio was innovating zero-maintenance design. This architectural philosophy shelters the body while honoring the environment and human dignity. The writer Frederick Buechner has said that vocation happens when our deep gladness meets the world's deep need. I'd like to propose the work of sustainability ahead of us as an unfolding vocation, not merely a response to problems, but an invitation to possibility and a way to strengthen moral resources such as delight, dignity, elegance, and hope.
You can hear more from Krista Tippett on this weekend's Speaking of Faith program, Public Radio's conversation about religion, meaning, ethics, and ideas. For details and pictures of Krista's visit to the rural studio, go to our website, marketplace.org. Click on the box that says Consumed. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.